You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, the biggest transaction since the last time we talked was the signing of Casey Jansen, who's kind of an interesting pitcher. He doesn't necessarily fit in the Nationals' mold, but it seems like he's a guy they like a lot. How exactly does he fit into that bullpen?
Well, he's going to be a setup guy for sure. He's going to give the ball to Drew Starr, and he essentially replaces Tyler Clipper. I'm kind of surprised, and you said it best. I mean, he's not a strikeout pitcher like Clipper was. But, what happened to him last year, I think the Nationals believe that was a fluke. He was food poisoned last year and had a bad second half on account of it. He lost 10 pounds. And, we'll see what happens. But I believe we'll see other pitchers, in the bullpen as well, besides Casey Jansen. We'll probably see, Blake Treinen, and we'll see what happens when it's over.
How does Tanner Roark fit into all that if he's presumably not going to be in the rotation?
Well, the way I look at it, he's probably going to be a long reliever, and that's how he started. He started as a long reliever, did a great job before he was put in the rotation, and that's pretty much it.
Is there an opportunity, just as good as he was as a starter, and sometimes that often that translates into real success in the bullpen. Do you think there's an opportunity for him to maybe pitch his way into a more prominent late inning, not necessarily ninth, but for him to pitch his way into a late inning role, or is he a guy they'll want to keep as kind of a swingman, six starter type?
I think he would be kept as a swingman. You remember too now, if Gio Gonzalez gets off to a slow start, I wouldn't be surprised if Tanner Roark was given a chance to be in that rotation again. So it's going to be interesting when spring training starts.
That's interesting you say that. So to you, you see Gonzalez as maybe having a little bit of a short leash?
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, he's coming off a disappointing year. He also didn't pitch well in the postseason. I think it's going to be somewhat of a short leash. There's no question about it. I think if he falters, yes, I think Matt Williams wouldn't hesitate to put in Tanner Roark, to be honest.
And I'm looking at the depth chart here, and I'm looking at the names, and there are a lot of kind of interesting names, but even with Jansen, I do wonder, is there enough there? Are they still looking for maybe another arm or two to bolster that relief corps?
I don't think so, Matthew. I think they're satisfied with what they have. You got to remember, too, they acquired some pitchers who they signed to minor league deals, like Heath Bell. So, maybe Heath Bell can come through. You just never know. But, it's a wait and see. You just never know what's going to happen.
And that's certainly more true of a bullpen than anything else. That's certainly one area where you really don't have much of a read on how it's going to shake down. The other sort of news right now in Nationals land has nothing to do with the roster and has everything to do with some facility stuff. It looks like they're getting very close to getting a deal done on a new spring training site. Vieira is a long way from a lot of other clubs, and there's nothing wrong with it, but it's also not necessarily one of the top facilities around. How big a deal will it be for them to get what seems to be a new state-of-the-art spring training franchise?
I think it's a big deal, Matthew. And, the Nationals will be close to teams like the Cardinals, the Mets, and the Marlins. I mean, this is to the road trips will be much shorter than they were. I mean, the biggest hurt, the thing that hurt them the most is when the Dodgers left and moved to Phoenix. And they used to play the Dodgers a lot when they were in Florida. And once they left, the road trips became brutal. So I think it's a great move for the Nationals, and I think it will definitely help the team in terms of the road trips, and you get more of the players going on these road trips now.
Is it accurate to say, is my understanding correct, as far as you know, that this really is, with this latest move, pretty close, maybe at the 10-yard line or so?
Yes, it's pretty close, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen in 2 years. Their lease in Vieira runs out in 2017, and they will share it with the Astros. And it looks like things are really rolling. I mean, based on you know, the release that came out with Mark Lerner, said they were really happy with the results that happened the other day.
Back to the baseball side, we, last time we talked, it was right about as the Max Scherzer deal was getting done, and none of us really knew what the plan was as far as fitting him in and all of that. Now, we're a couple of weeks down the road, and all indications are they're not going to trade anybody. I think that's defensible. I think there's a real strong case for you only have so many chances to win a World Series, and this may be one.
Correct.
Do you think... Is that your understanding, that as things stand now, unless they just get blown away, they're going to go to spring training and to opening day with the guys they have and not trade anybody away?
That's correct, Matthew. I mean, from what I understand, they're going to keep it as is right now. But, if, you know, like, again, I'll say it again. I still believe Ian Desmond is gone unless they can come up with a kind of deal for him. And now, you know, if you think about it, after giving Max Scherzer this deal, you got to wonder now what Jordan Zimmermann and Ian Desmond are thinking. You know, if you can give him the money, you can give us some money. So it's going to be interesting when they get to spring training. I'm sure they're going to be some fences mended somehow. And I wouldn't be surprised if they try to get a deal done. We'll see what happens.
And that leads into the next thing I was going to ask. Sometimes you'll see guy, you know, when I was covering Albert Pujols, he cut it off the day he started working out. It wasn't even getting it to opening day. It was when he started working out, when spring was underway, he was done talking. Some players will wait till opening day. Different players will have different lines as far as how far, how long they're willing to talk. With the Nationals' various prominent free agents, do you get the impression that there are any of those early deadlines, or do they at least have spring training to try and work out deals with whatever these guys they want to keep?
I think they have until spring training. And the reason I say that, Matthew, is that Ian Desmond and Jordan Zimmermann, they have a lot of respect for Mike Rizzo. They really do. And I think they also get along with the Lerner family as well. So I think it's not going to be any bitter discussions at all. I think it's going to be, you know, mending fences and try to get a deal done. I really believe that's going to happen.
Out of that group of guys, and as we've discussed before, it's a very big group of guys.
Yes.
Or at least a very big group of significant players. Who do you think, as of right now, is most likely to get a deal done to stick around in Washington beyond 2015?
Wow. I'm going to say Ian Desmond. And the reason I say that is because of the way he gets along with the Lerner family, and all the off-the-field stuff he does for the Nationals, and also his respect for Mike Rizzo. I know Ian Desmond wants a deal done. I know he wants to be a National for life. But at the same time, as I say that, I know that Mike Rizzo won't hesitate to make a deal if it's necessary. So, everything's going to be amicable, and I think things will work out in the long run. I think it's going to be Ian Desmond.
You make an interesting point about ownership, and I think it's one that people, the fans, often forget. And honestly, sometimes media even forget. We talk so much about the general manager, and yet when you talk about these kinds of deals, the deal that it would likely take to keep Ian Desmond around, the deal that it would likely take to keep Jordan Zimmermann around, you're talking about deals that really are as much about ownership as anybody. Ownership's got to be the one to sign off to spend the money. Do you get the impression that ownership is motivated to keep this core together at least as much as possible for the long term?
Yes, because I think the Lerner family wants to win. They want to win badly. They really do, especially for the head man, Ted Lerner. And he's 89 years old now. There's no question. I mean, he's the one that gets these deals done, really. After, you know, it has to go through him before Mike Rizzo. So I'm telling you, that's how Max Scherzer got done. That's how Jason Worth got done, was through Ted Lerner. So it's going to be interesting to see how involved Ted Lerner will be once spring training starts.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.